Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Welcome to Thursday afternoon with Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. It's a new day, same time. We're back with you with another wonderful guest to share information about their subject. If you would like to join us online, it's 347-989-1363. Press the number 1, you'll be put in a queue, and your question will be asked to our guest on the air and answered on the air. If you are a social person and like Facebook, you can definitely like us at Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can go to my personal page, which is Lloyd S. Rosen, and like that as well. If you go to bowler900 at sbcglobal.net, you can send questions to me personally. I will get the answers for you and send them back to you. You can go to the website lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com, and you can click on the Register to be a Guest tab and fill in the information. We will definitely get back to you and get you scheduled to be a guest on our show. We like to have people talk about their books, talk about their issues that they'd like to get out to other people. If you go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, that is our website. You can look at all the shows there, read about the hosts and stuff. You can also download my show personally on iTunes and listen to it as many times as you'd like. It really doesn't make a difference. If you have a question, you can definitely go back to my my email address, which again is bowler900 at sbcglobal.net. Ask a question, I'll get the answer to you as well. Today is, like I said, a new day. We're on now Thursdays from 1:30 to 2:30 Central Time. This has been a very interesting week in terms of life's issues. Unfortunately, we've lost another brilliant mind in acting and comedy this week, with Robin Williams, who has suffered many, many, many years with depression and finally succeeded. My question mark in my mind asks, how many times has he tried this before, and how many times has he cried out for help? And that definitely is a question that needs to be asked. I found out just the other day that the Tuesday after he committed suicide, which was this past Tuesday, the suicide prevention hotlines that are up and around in the United States have the most call-ins they've ever had, asking how people who suffer from depression and suicidal tendencies normally do not get involved with getting information or help, but they did call and talk to people about getting the help that they needed, because obviously, they realized that if he can take his life, anybody can take their life. It does not come down to people who are just poor and desolate and street people or people who have had hard times. Although they are part of it, they are people who make a lot of money, people who are successful. I just put a blog on my website. The website is lloydrosen.com. If you go and click on blog, the first blog that you'll see is Suicide Enough is Enough. I'd like people to go there, read the blog, and tell me what they think about the blog, and think about what they think about suicide as well. It's an issue that needs to be taken care of. It's an issue that needs to be worked on. We have to get the government to stop taking money away when they cut budgets from mental health issues. So that's my soapbox for today. We will be right back after this with our first guest.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues on this Thursday afternoon. We are privileged today to have a young lady who is a author, she's a speaker, and she's a life coach. That's what she does in a career. She helps people with their life, how to get through their life, how to make their life better. And what better subject to be talking about today than people's lives and how to make them better after such a tragedy this week. Just a footnote to my monologue. Just a few hours ago, I was the guest speaker before a local Rotary Club here telling my story about depression, and it was so ironic and so eerie that it was this week with what's been going on. So if anybody would like to have me come speak about depression and suicide, don't hesitate to get on my email address and send me a note, and I'll be more than happy to get back to you and come speak to your organization. But right now, the young lady I was saying is a speaker. She's an author. She's a life coach, and we are excited to have her on and talk about things that will make your life better for you. Welcome in, Debbie Leone. How are you?
I'm great, Lloyd, and thank you. And also thank you for calling me a young lady. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be 61, so that really works for me.
You know what? I saw your picture last night, if I was at the right website, and that was not a 61-year-old lady. So you are young. You are young. So, and I just turned 58 last week, so I understand where you're coming from. So,
right.
But you are a life coach. You're an author.
Yep.
And I was noticing the title of your book, and I'd love to get into more depth about your book. So first of all, let me ask you this question about your book. It talks about 26 ways to great profitability. Is that
right?
Okay. Is that the profitability in terms of money or profitability in terms of life's important things, like, you know, taking care of yourself?
Yeah, great question. Profitability meaning however you define profitability, because it is different for everybody. And the 26 ways was created by 26 different women, successful business women. I was asked to write one of the chapters, and so each chapter has obviously a different focus, a different topic on how to feel wealthy and create wealth in whatever way that looks like for you.
Yeah,
so my chapter, pardon me?
Go ahead. No, go right ahead.
My chapter is about daily balance. The name of my chapter is called Daily Balance. Are you kidding me? And the reason it's called that is because when I bring up that topic to my audiences, daily balance, everyone will say, are you kidding me? My chapter is about really looking at, first of all, your belief that most of us believe that we can't find balance because of all of our circumstances and distractions in our day. So my chapter is about how you can shift that belief and strive towards creating balance and maintaining it. So it really has nothing to do with money.
And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing, yep. Because I am the first person who will tell you after what I've been through that money has nothing to do with leading a fulfilled life.
Absolutely.
So,
however, that doesn't mean that money can't complement the fulfillment of your life, because at least for me, I see wealth and the money piece of it as the more I can make, the more I can contribute and give away. So money's not a bad thing by any means.
True. I see your point, and it's well taken, because you're right. The more money you make, you don't need all that money for living and eating, so you can have a larger amount to give away. And
exactly.
If I remember correctly, it does say someplace in that little black book that you should give away 10% of your income. So,
Well, that's another topic in itself, right?
Exactly. And I won't go any further with that comment. So tell us a little bit about what you do for your clients and what kind of results do your clients get from what you do for them.
Okay. So all kinds of things. My clients get all kinds of results. What I do for them is I help them to do what they say they want to do, because everybody that comes to me says, I know what I need to do, I just can't do it. So I help them to do it and create the results. For many of my clients, it's about losing the weight that they wanted to lose and sustaining it, which is really a bigger battle than just losing. Many of my clients come to me because they do want to double their income for pure intentions, like what I was talking about. So it depends on the circumstance, but I help people really step into who they've been designed to be, to really believe that they can be confident and powerful and feel the success that they've wanted to feel. And so how I do that is by, you know, really having a call to action every single time I'm working with my clients, because it's one thing to be aware of what you need to know and aware of your choices, but if there's no application that reflects that awareness, then your life isn't going to change. So that's what I help. Number one, create that awareness, and number two, take actions to move you powerfully into your dreams. That's it in a nutshell.
which is what I'm actually working on right now, but that's, like you said earlier, is a story for a different day. Now, you just mentioned that you work a lot with weight loss clients. Tell us a little bit about what do they seek out from you, and how what do you teach them to, as you said earlier, do the hardest thing, which is keep the weight off, not necessarily lose the weight.
Right. So the work I do with weight loss clients, and I might add that it has helped because I own my own personal training business, so I've been in the fitness field for many, many years. So how I help my weight loss clients is to support them in addressing what I consider the most important component of weight loss and sustaining it, and that is the emotional component, because a good majority of folks, they'll do all the right things with eating and exercise, and they'll lose the weight that they'll achieve their goals, but then they gain it back, and that's because they haven't addressed the unconscious beliefs and patterns that creep back into their life, because that's what it is. That's why they gain the weight back, because they go back to the old patterns that they really haven't been able to be aware of. So that's how I work with my weight loss clients, and when they gain this better understanding of their emotional world, that's when they sustain the weight loss, because they are able to identify why they've been eating, you know, why they've made the choices they make, and what emotion they're feeling when they want to have, you know, chocolate or binge or anything like that. So go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Now, weight loss is in direct correlation with eating the right stuff, because you've been eating the wrong stuff. So my question is, if you are eating the right stuff, you've lost the weight, you're eating the right stuff, you're keeping the weight off, is there a problem with eating too much if you're eating the right stuff?
Oh, I think you just answered your question in your question. All right? Absolutely. Too much of anything is not good for you. You can eat, you know, pure paleo, all raw, totally healthy, organic, but if your portion sizes are too big, of course, because ultimately you've got to be able to put out more than you put in on a daily basis. So it's important that you eat the right things, but also the appropriate quantities, and that's different based on each person.
So it's all about portion control, not necessarily, I mean, eating the right stuff, yes, but the right amount of stuff, too. So to get the
weight
down,
both.
Keep it
yep.
down. Yeah. That's my problem. I don't eat a whole lot, but when I do eat, it's like overkill. So
exactly. And you know, the awareness for you is what is your reasoning for making those choices? Once you're able to identify that, it's a very liberating feeling because it's like then you feel like you've got some control over your choices. It's pretty fun, actually.
It probably is. I can believe it is. I know watching Dr. Phil interview people who have eating issues, he's always saying that there's something behind the eating issue that has been bothering you for a long time, and you've been eating to hide the issue.
Yep.
So
you got it.
And you need to, and like he says, and you'll agree with me, you have to identify the issue before you can attack the issue. Once you attack the issue, then the eating will more or less stop because you've solved the problem.
Yes, and that's a process. You know, it just doesn't happen through one, you know, one session. It takes time because these patterns have been, you know, we've adopted these patterns and behaviors and thoughts from decades ago. So, in fact, that's one issue that, you know, it's frustrating for many of my clients is their lack of patience. Like, they want to get this right now. They want to be where they want to be, and you know, I have to just remind them that it took them the time to get where they're at. It's going to take a good amount of time to unwind it. So patience is
yeah.
huge.
I'm laughing because I'm the most, when I want something, I'm the most impatient person there is. When I don't want something, I'm as calm and cool and collected and slow-moving as possible. But when I
right.
want something, I want it now. I can't wait till, you know, it's like going on a trip. You buy the tickets at least 2 weeks in advance, at the bare minimum, and then you've got to wait the 2 weeks before you can pack your bags and get on the plane and go wherever you're going to go. So, and I think that's an issue in life overall, not just, you know.
So, yeah, what you just shared is so common because, again, we've been programmed to access short-term gratification. You know, our society, you turn on the news, everything is right now. Let's fix it right now and have that feel-good feeling right this minute. And so, of course, we struggle with patience. You know, we're programmed to be impatient and to get what we want in the moment, you know.
Yeah, sometimes I think I actually sit back and I think maybe we should just live in the moment and forget about trying to get the next great thing and just live in the moment. And when I say live in the moment, I mean enjoy the moment of life that is you're experiencing at that moment instead of missing that moment because you're trying to get to the next moment.
Absolutely. That's why I teach meditation, because our minds are typically in the past or the future, and our bodies only live in the moment. So through meditation, you get to access the moment by really just being in that experience of your body, because we don't have anything other than this moment. So that takes time to learn it. I think I'll be learning it forever, but when you do, that's when your life transforms.
I know I learned meditation many years ago, and I used it for a while, and here again we go back to the work-life balance. I don't have any balance right now, so I don't have the time to meditate except for maybe 30 seconds or something like that. But I will tell my audience, and I will agree with you 100%, when you are in the moment of meditation, it is probably the best feeling you have, because you're not concerned with the phone ringing, you're not concerned with the dog being taken out, you're not concerned about the kids, you are concerned about you, yourself, that's it. And when you come out of it, then you need to get back into life as you know it. Unfortunately, I will tell you that when I meditate and I come out of it, it's like I don't want to go back to life the way I have to live it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be in the meditation state. So
right. Right, and that's the goal. That's one of the reasons you meditate is to, the more you practice it, the more natural that state becomes. You know, it's like anything, learning anything. It's over time, it becomes a natural way of life.
So you can calm yourself down and live in a meditational state, even walking through life's issues and little trials and tribulations is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. Cool. And again, that's the goal. I think that's what we're all striving for. But it can be the challenge. We all are faced with so many challenges and distractions and busyness of our day. And in order to create that shift, there needs to be a new commitment of, you know, being willing to do something different. And that,
now,
again, that's how I coach my clients.
I would think, if I'm not mistaken, that what you just said, by which I totally agree upon, is much easier said than done.
Possibly. and again, it all starts in your thoughts. So I'll do a little coaching on you if you'd like. I just heard you say a moment or two ago that you just, you know, you don't have balance and you don't have time. Well, that's where you have to start, because if you believe you don't have time, Lloyd, guess what? You're going to do everything you need to prove to yourself that you don't have enough time. So the first step is really looking at what are the beliefs going on, unconscious beliefs, sometimes conscious, that are preventing me from having what I want, because that's what's driving your behavior. So, you know, I would work with you to help you believe that you do have time, because once you do, guess what? You're going to create it. Make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense, and I sure would like to. You know, it's like I just, you know, the old saying, you just don't have enough time in the day. I used to have a boss one time who told me one, he said, there's 28 hours in a day. You need to find the other four. And I just kind of looked at him and was like, okay. But I understand where you're coming from, and you do need to slow down. And that goes also, I want to mention, that goes for the people in your life as well. If you're in a relationship with somebody, and that somebody keeps you going in terms of asking you to do this, come here, go there, take, you know, you need to say to them, hey, let's slow down, let's relax a little bit, because I can't handle your speed of life.
That's a really good point. So in order to prove to yourself that you have enough time to do what you want to do, it will require that you set and maintain some really clear boundaries with those you're in relationship with. And that,
yeah,
you
no.
know, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the question I have, is it really possible to create that work-life balance? And from what you've been telling me in this discussion, it is.
Absolutely. But like I
yeah.
said, you've got to first believe that you can do that. Because if you don't
right.
believe it, you're not going to make it happen.
Oh, it's just
so. And so what I mean, Lloyd, is that as far as maybe it's important to define what balance is, balance doesn't mean you're living a perfect life where you have no adversity or challenges or distractions. That's going to continue forever. The balance piece is being able to choose your experience in the midst of that craziness. You know, finding calm and peace even when, versus feeling victimized that all these things are happening to you in your life and you have no choice. Because most of the time we can't control our circumstances. We can't control whether our house gets hit by a tornado, but we can control our experience of it. And that's very empowering once you can grasp and wrap your head around that.
Yeah, I'm... Absolutely. There, people, I don't know, maybe it's me, but I get the idea that people don't realize that they have the ability to control the moment. Like you said,
yep.
They can't stop the tornado from coming or the hurricane from coming, but they can sure control how they deal
yeah.
with the fact that they're getting hit by it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, yeah, and that's kind of an issue that I've been working with a particular friend of mine in terms of learning how not to stress over everything in the world, because not everything is necessarily stress needed. Or,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, and it's like I tell them all the time, it's like, how do I put this? It's like, I don't pay attention to anything that you solve in your life, because that hole that you create after you solve the issue is just going to be filled by something else, because you have to constantly be in a stressful mode.
Right. Yeah.
And I know you understand what I just said, and she always comes back to me and she says, "You're wrong. I don't have to stress about everything." I said, "Well, okay." And then I just go on to prove to her what she's saying is wrong, and she goes, "I hate when you're right."
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
right.
But it is the way right. It is, you know?
Right.
So.
And, you know, you can tell people, you know, all sorts of things till you're blue in the face, but until they're willing to really do something different, you're fighting a losing battle, you know? People have to be willing to really want to take responsibility for their thoughts and their words and their actions if they want to make a difference. So, yeah, it's a commitment for sure, but it's worth it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Now, you coach executives, too. And executives are people who, for lack of a better term, would say that they've got it all together, they're successful, they've made it to be executives because they've been successful. So tell me, what do executives look for when they come to you?
So I would just want to maybe redefine executives. I mean, yes, they can be, as you just described, but they might not necessarily be, I forget the term you used, have it all together. I mean, that's why they come to me. Their executives are they're in a high position in their corporation in their business. However, they have challenges as well. They're very human. Many executives deal with lack of daily balance. They struggle with their role as leaders, because they're great leaders, but they also are seeking that next level and how they can fine-tune it. So as with any of my clients, executives come to me for different reasons. Maybe it's finding that balance. Maybe it's just eliminating overwhelm in their life, time management. And for some, it's just working on their confidence. So it's kind of all across the board, depending on their situation.
And do you find executives being in the positions that they're in hesitate to go to a person such as yourself, which is kind of admitting to themselves and to other people that they have issues? And I would think that people who are successful don't want to admit that they have flaws.
No, not necessarily. Actually, would I say those who are fairly healthy-minded and grounded are the ones that know they can't do it alone, you know, and they don't carry that shame around seeking support, because this isn't about fixing anybody. It's not about anybody being wrong or broken. It's the work I do is really looking at what's working in their life, what's not working, and what needs to happen to tweak it to be the best you can be. So it's kind of like, you know, I think of all the professional golfers. They're awesome. But they continually have a coach because they can't see the things that they need to work on. You know, they need someone else to show them how they can go to the next level and what they need to improve on. So does that answer your question?
It does answer my question. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you put the answer out there, and you're saying that golfers have coaches and bowlers have coaches and Major League Baseball players have coaches. Help
yep.
them attain the next level. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I have a kind of a weird sense of humor, and I was thinking to myself, that's why men all have wives.
I mean, but can you imagine if any of those professional athletes didn't have a coach? You know?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing
right.
with your life. I mean, of course, this is my dream. If everybody had a coach, imagine how different the world can be and how much more effective and happier and at peace we could be. That's what's possible. But of course, I'm partial and I'm passionate about this.
Well, which brings me right back to the fact that I believe that there are way too many more people in this world who aren't in touch with their emotions and their bodies and what they want out of life in general. And those are the people who unfortunately don't strive to have the coach to get to where they always wanted to be because they're afraid of admitting that they need the help.
Well, possibly. Because, I mean, that could be, but there are some that don't even know that this is a resource that's available. You know, and some people are just so focused on, their regular life that they don't even spend the time to look at what else that they could create. In fact, so many people, when I first start working with them, I ask them, what is your vision? Who do you want to be? What do you want to create? And they've never given themselves the opportunity or time to even consider that. And that's really very typical.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I was one of those people years ago who would never pick up a self-help book. I was a person who wouldn't listen to a Tony Robbins or a Zig Ziglar because I figured they were just trying to get your money and they were just spewing to make money. And now today it's a whole different philosophy in my own brain that it's out there and you can become a better person with the help of coaches and stuff.
Right. And the other piece of that is that it's an investment, and many people are not willing to invest. Many people don't value themselves enough to invest in what they deserve. So that's a huge step in itself.
And that might be exactly where I was trying to go with this, is the fact that mm-hmm. people don't use it because they don't value themselves.
Right.
Very good point.
Yes.
And I thank you for putting it in perspective and the right words for me, because that's exactly where I was going with it. Debbie, let me do this. Let me have you give my listeners information as to where they can find you. I know that you're on Facebook and LinkedIn and all sorts of places.
Yep.
So go ahead and
okay.
give the information,
so,
and then we're going to take a break.
Great. My website is debbieleone.com, DebbieLeone.com. And I'd highly encourage people to access my site to learn more about me. But I would really, invite the listeners to give me a call. We're so focused on technology, and that's not bad, but it seems like we're talking less and less to each other. So I'd be more than happy to speak with anyone. And my number is 630-244-0920.
Did you want to give them your website out, or...?
My website?
Yeah.
Yes, it's www.debbieleone.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know why. Maybe you did say that. We'll be right back after these messages with more.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life, Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Life's Issues. Today we are speaking with Debbie Leone. She is an author, she is a speaker, and definitely a personal life coach. And if you'd like to ask Debbie a question, you can dial in at 347-989-1363. Press the number 1 and we'll get you on the air. We were talking to Debbie about coaching people as to giving them the information and the tools they need to better their lives. You have a tagline that's called Fearless Living. Tell us a little bit more about that tagline, what it means, and how you use it.
Great question. I love that tagline because I strive to live that every day. I believe that in order to create the life of your dreams, in order to live your passion and your purpose, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. And too many of us would rather stay in what, you know, that familiar, normal, regular routine of our lives because it is. It's familiar. But that's what has us feeling stuck oftentimes, unfulfilled, unsatisfied. And so, you know, I coach my clients to really get that fear is not a bad thing. What's important is that we choose, that we're aware of our fear so that we can own it instead of it owning us. In other words, instead of not doing things that we're afraid of doing, to really be in that fear and focus on what's on the other side of it and take action in that way. So that's pretty much what living fearlessly is, and that needs to happen on a daily basis.
I couldn't agree with that more. I will tell a quick story. A few hours ago, like I said in my monologue, I spoke before the Rotary Club, and I was a little bit apprehensive about it because, first of all, it was my first time speaking before them. I didn't know these people. And after I got done, I realized that the information that I shared with them was important information, and people came up to me and shared their stories with me and asked me questions about this and that and the other thing. And I realized that the fear of speaking before them, once it was done, I didn't have any fear. I shouldn't have had any fear to begin with, and the fear helped me conquer getting through it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I tell my clients is that fear and excitement are the exact same physiological response in your body. Our interpretation is what has us, you know, choose it to be fear or excitement. So, you know, I teach people to look at their circumstance and what they think they're afraid of and notice how exciting it could be to do whatever it takes to move past that fear. Because it's true. It's kind of like riding on a roller coaster. You can be so afraid, but at the same time, you're really excited. And then afterwards, you're even more excited.
Yeah, you're excited afterwards because now you realize you've made it through it and you want to go back on it again.
Right, right.
What have you found to be the most common fear that people have in life?
Failure. Everybody's afraid of failure. I mean, I hear that from everyone. But there's once my clients identify that fear, we typically explore and see what other fears are even underneath that fear of failure. So in other words, a client might be afraid of failing at whatever, but also realizing that what they're most afraid of is not being accepted, because if they fail at something, then maybe they won't be loved, or maybe they will be judged, or maybe they will be made wrong. So the fear, really, the umbrella fear is fear of failure, but it has so many layers underneath it. And I think that, Actually, I don't know if there's anyone that I've ever dealt with that hasn't expressed that fear at some level. I think it's just part of our human experience.
Yeah, I think we all have had fear. But the fear of failing, and I've been told this many, many times, failing is not... You haven't failed unless you don't get back up.
Well, yeah, and what if there is no failure? Because that's what gets in the way. I mean, that's what creates the fear. We place judgment on how we think we should be, or how we think others should be, or how events should the outcomes should end up. And really, what if there was no judgment around that? Because so I see it as either we win or we learn. There's no failure. It's simply experiences that we get to learn to not judge. That's pretty liberating.
And yeah, failure is a form of learning. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. A person who's had trials and tribulations through their life has an ability to deal with life when more trials and tribulations come better than if a person grows up with a silver spoon in their mouth, they've never had any issues, they've never had any trauma in their life, and then all of a sudden, life does its thing, and their mother and their father pass away, and now they have to deal with being alone, dealing with a funeral, dealing with mourning, dealing with grieving, and they finally realize they have no clue on how to deal with it.
Well, yeah, I think there's a first for everyone learning how to deal with specific situations, but I don't think there's anyone on this earth whose life has been a silver spoon. Like, we're all faced with adversities. And so it's about really using those adversities or just kind of not getting the learning. Like I said, it's all about learning. Because if we learn from our past traumas or crisis, then we are better equipped to deal with future adversity. If we don't learn from it, then we're going to continue to create that same cycle of stress and suffering. You know,
yeah.
Some people go to their grave that way by not really learning from their experiences, but it's a choice.
It is a choice. It's a choice like everything else in life. You know, the thing that you're born with is the power to make choices. And the question is whether you're making the right ones or you're making the wrong ones. And I know for me, for years and years and years, it was the wrong ones. And fortunately for me, in the last 8 years or so, it's been the right ones. And I've taken a path of happy calmness since then. So, So you teach meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you apply that with your coaching clients? Do you teach your clients meditation and show them how it will improve their life?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I'm so all about it. I can't imagine living life without it. And the reason I encourage meditation is because in order to become more aware, you've got to become still. There's got to be, if you continue to be in the busyness of your head and be distracted by all of your thoughts and worries and concerns, there's no space to see anything new. So I teach them through guided visualizations and meditations to just, you know, not so much eliminate all your thoughts. I don't think that's possible unless you have a lobotomy. But to create focus. Because in that space is when there's space for new insights, new ideas, and new thoughts to come in. And so the meditation, you know, I'm not real rigid as to how that needs to look. There are all kinds of different meditations. But I really encourage my clients to create a regular practice of quieting themselves, which for so many people is really challenging because we are so action-focused and constantly doing and... But we're not human doings, you know. Everybody's heard that. We're human beings. So I help my clients remember who they want to be. And the only way to do that is by becoming still.
Yeah, I mean, you're am I wrong in thinking that at some point in time, your body has to send you a message that says, hey, let's stop for a second. Let's slow down for a second. Let's put everything
back
into perspective.
Telling us, yes, we're being told that all the time, but we tend to not listen. Instead, we'll, you know, distract ourselves with a pill or food or, you know, an addiction to kind of numb what our bodies are really, you know, knocking on our door with.
But isn't your body's answer to you not stopping called a stroke or a heart attack?
Well, it could be in some cases.
Yeah.
You know, it's different for everybody. Yeah, unfortunately.
And it's funny how people, you talk to them and they say, oh, yeah, now I'm going to slow down. Yeah, now I'm going to take it easy. Yeah. I have a friend of mine who lives up in Washington State, and he goes. I don't even know when he had time to sleep, but he had a heart attack and ended up taking a week or two vacation down in California sitting on the beach. And that's all well and good, but you've got to make that a regular part of your routine after something like that. You can't just sit for 2 weeks and then go back to the rat race of society. You have to definitely take it.
It's really important to have practice preventative self-care versus waiting for a crisis to happen.
And most of the people do wait for that crisis to happen because a lot of them probably think it's not going to happen to them.
Yeah, I think a good portion of people do have that mindset. So that's part of my role, to teach clients the opposite.
So your whole personal life coaching job is to give people the tools, per se, in one aspect, give people the tools to be able to continue to live before they end up with a heart attack and die because they're not slowing down.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you should be so busy you don't have time for new clients because too many people, including myself, is run. I mean, I talk to Tony, my producer, all the time, and I say to him, I say, yeah. He says, how's it going? I said, great. The only problem I have is this job that I work at to pay my bills is interfering with what I really want to do, which is this radio show and motivational speaking and nonprofit foundation. So I just have to, you know, find out some way of taking the job out of my life.
Well, I'm going to suggest you consider a life coach.
I probably should, and I probably will, and you know, because I probably would do good for myself to have one. With that being said, being on the conversation, like myself, there are many people who are overwhelmed these days with work, with kids, with taking them to softball, soccer, this, that, the other thing. They don't have enough time for themselves. How do you help them with that?
Well, I help them to walk the walk, you know. So the first step is prioritizing what's most important to them. Most often they say it's their health and well-being. And so I help them to make that true. I help them to really follow through with what they say and to prove to themselves that that is their priority. Because too many people are saying, you know, tell me one thing that they want this or that, but they're not doing anything to make that happen. And so I provide that accountability and that structure to take those steps on a daily basis and to achieve what it is you say you want to create.
And how many people do you have come to you as clients who they tell you their health and their well-being, so they'll be around for their children and their grandchildren, and once you get into knowing who they are and coaching them, you're finding out that they don't, you know, they haven't done anything about it for years and they are totally in disarray?
Well, some, you know, everybody's at a different level, everybody's at a different place, and so we just look at that and look at what's prevented them, what thoughts and beliefs have prevented them from making it happen, and then I just help them work towards shifting that behavior and the beliefs into doing what they want, doing what they say they want. And when that happens, their life magically transforms. They feel so empowered. They feel so confident. And they feel really hopeful that they can do what they say. Because this is really a lot about self-trust. People don't trust themselves that they can, they don't feel capable because they haven't proven it to themselves. And, you know, for some reason, our ego has this tendency to tell ourselves, well, I should be able to figure this out myself. I can do it alone. But you know what? We were put on this earth to support each other. So once people get that, their life dramatically changes, myself included. I tried doing it alone for so many years. It's so awesome to know that there's support and resources to help you to, you know, move forward.
So when Hillary Clinton made that famous line about it takes a village to raise a child,
yes,
it takes a village to live a life, basically.
That's right. Right.
And as crazy as it sounded, because I was against what she said too, I thought nobody's going to raise my kid, nobody's going to tell me what to do and this and that and the other thing. It's absolutely true, and it does take a village, and it does take a neighborhood, and it does take your friends. I know when I was growing up, in the time and place that I grew up, my friends' parents were as much telling me what to do and how to act and how to do things as my parents were. So, yeah, that's absolutely true. Unfortunately, life is not the same as it was back in the 60s, and, you know, we don't live our lives that way anymore. So,
right, but we can't. You know, that's my, you know, my passion is to help people kind of revert back to that tribal dynamic, because really we were designed to be in tribes, to support each other and to raise each other's kids and being families together, because it worked, you know. So shifting back into that is like I said, it's actually enlightening, because you and very comforting, because you know that there's resources and people and supports out there to help you with your life.
And let me tell you, personally, I've experienced feeling the feelings of standing alone in this world and trying to work my way through it. And I will tell you, it doesn't work. You need people around you. You need the right people around you. You can't surround yourself with just people, especially people who are of the negative people.
Right. Yes, we need people who are going to support us and hold us up into the light,
right. For sure.
Right,
and that goes for even family members, too. If you have family members out there who you want to confide in, but all they're doing is spewing negative stuff to you, get rid of them. You can find positive people and make your life a whole lot better.
Absolutely. They're out there.
Yes, they are. They are out there, and they're not very far away. You just have to look in the right direction. And if they're not in that direction, then turn around and look the other way. They are out there.
The first step in that is before you seek out those positive energies is to look and see what needs to shift in you to be in a positive energy.
Right. So you also get the right positive people in your life, because here again, you probably could get positive people in your life, but they're not helping you because they're not working in the positive direction that you want to go in.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the last word. We're running short on time here, so I'm going to give you the last word and give my audience the information where they can find you again, if you would, please.
Great. So my name is Debbie Leone. My website is www.debbieleone.com, D-E-B-B-I-E-L-E-O-N-I. And my phone number is 630-244-0920. And you can Google me and find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and all over the place. So I'd be more than happy to offer any of the listeners a complimentary strategy session that can be done on the phone or Skype. If anyone's local, I live in Geneva, Illinois, we can do it in person. And, yeah, I would be more than happy to speak with anyone.
Sounds great. Again, I'll give you the last word if you have something more you want to say.
Yeah, what I'd like to leave the listeners with is that the time and energy that you invest in being the best you can be is truly the greatest contribution you can be to everyone around you. So if you're apprehensive to, you know, to step into your greatness, know that it's not just about you. It's about you changing the world by changing yourself. So how cool would that be? Because it happens. It's contagious. The changes you make become contagious, and you affect everyone around you. So, yeah, that's my thought.
Thank you, Debbie. That was a great way to close the show because, you know, you changing the world is definitely what we're all put on here to, on the earth to do. So that was a great comment. Thank you again for spending an hour with me. It's been a pleasure for me to talk with you and
you're welcome.
teach our listeners how to better themselves and how to get in touch with you. So
thank you. I enjoyed it.
And you have a great weekend and a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at LifesIssuesWithLloydRosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen here on this Thursday afternoon. We spent the last hour talking to Debbie Leone about changing your life to a better place. I just wanted to ask my listeners that are listening or will listen to the tape to go to LloydRosen.com and read my newest blog called Suicide Is Enough. I have a lot of insights there, and I would like people to read it and let me know what they think about it and enjoy it while they're doing it. Until next week, we know that you are only one person in the world, but you may be the world to that one person that you are talking to at the moment. So pay attention, listen, help them get through what their issues are, and we'll all be a better place. We'll all be in a better place. Until next week, have a great one. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday. Take care.
You have been listening to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.